Lies with Sarah Schaefer is a production of WNYC Radio.
No, that's just it. I'm saying that Alanis Morissette's song is actually the most ironic song of all time because none of the examples are, in fact, examples of irony, thus making it ironic. Please. I'm going to go over this again. Wait, what? She's here. Okay. Oh, yeah. Send her in. Great. Awesome. Hey! Oh, hi! She's not the one from the Today Show.
What?
No, I know. I didn't know. I thought it was... Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Sorry. Just give me 1 second here.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. McConaughey, Milano, Montag, Morales. Natalie Morales, the actress!
Yep.
Oh, man. I am so ready for you to be here. Really prepared and excited. Let's get to it. All right, I'm just going to start and just, we'll cut that out.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome to Lies. On each episode of Lies, we probe the mind of fascinating public figures, leaving no stone unturned and no truth told. I'm Sarah Schaefer. Today, I am joined by Natalie Morales, the actress one, not Matt Lauer's coworker. Natalie is one of the stars of the ABC sitcom Trophy Wife and has appeared as characters on a number of television shows such as Parks and Rec, The Newsroom, and most recently, Girls. Natalie, welcome.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to be you. This is so exciting. We haven't seen each other in what, like 15 years or something? Oh my gosh.
It's been a while.
I mean, hello, girl. Like, I haven't seen you since beach week after graduation. Phi Delta Gamma. Yes! Sisters for life! Yeah. Oh my gosh, what was that song?
Phi Delta Gamma. We love you so much.
We are sisters in the world, in the house.
That's pretty much how it, yeah, I think, that's, like,
that's
I mean,
how it went.
More or less, right?
You know, yeah. And there were some dance moves and stuff, but, well, yeah, I mean, you really look like you've been taking care of good care of yourself. I have.
Yeah. I mean, moving to Los Angeles has definitely made me a little bit more health conscious. You know, I mean, I see you're still fat. So you just kind of stuck with that.
Yeah. I committed to it.
Yeah.
It's called commitment. Maybe you should check it out sometime.
You know, I'm more of a flip-flopper myself.
What happened to you? I mean, you were studying to become a medical billing specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And now here you are, a successful actress in Hollywood. I mean, what happened to the dream, man?
You know, I started taking acting jobs just to pay for medical billing school.
That's a common thing that women will go to.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to talk about, really, Sarah, because... It's like what my mom did and what her mom did mm-hmm. and what everybody did in my family before that. So it was
being
like
a medical billing specialist.
Yes. It was a really, you know, sort of a legacy mm-hmm. that I was set to fill. I just wasn't good at the numbers. And for acting, you don't really need like a lot of numbers unless you're playing a medical billing person, which thank God I have not.
That would be really trippy.
It would be weird.
Probably
and my
very
mom,
emotional.
Yeah, my mom would not handle it well.
It would hurt. Are you one of those actresses that you totally immerse yourself in the role and you have trouble getting out of it afterwards?
It depends on the role. You know, if it's something serious like that, if it's something where I have to really take in the character and become part of that world, like somebody who's billing people, you know, that's important. So I have to really, you know, bill those around me, sit down, crunch numbers and send out bills and get some stamps and write like past mm-hmm. due on things.
Yeah.
So for those things, I would have a little bit of trouble getting out of it, especially since it was a lifelong dream, you know?
Yeah. That sounds like a serious role, but you have done a lot of comedic acting. But you're not a comedian in the traditional sense. Like you don't, or are you a comedian?
I don't think anything should be viewed as comedy.
Oh, really?
Because I think only the truly funniest things are really sad. So you have to really take it very, very, very seriously.
Yeah.
And then that's when I find people laugh at you the most.
At you or like at what your performance?
Oh,
you don't know the difference.
I'm not sure what you mean.
And you.
I'm a real comedian. I'm like a stand-up comedian. I don't know why you would make that noise. I have videos of me doing it.
Right, but doing it.
Oh, okay. You're like I'm putting like a decade into it, you know.
Yeah.
Coming up on 12 years here.
So, 12 years. Got a nice, cool radio show.
Yeah, this won a Tony. This show won a Tony.
Yeah?
You would know about Tonys because of you're in theater and stuff. But they give Tonys to radio shows now because it's like, you know, that's originally where theater started. Was
right,
on the radio,
right.
The theater. Yeah. Let's talk about your origins a little. You're from Miami. Miami. And you're of Cuban descent. I've read that. And I know, you know, you always held it over everybody's head at college. You know, I've got some Cuban in me, everybody.
Well, people always say that I'm Puerto Rican and the flags are similar, but I am Cuban. It's a really big issue for us.
Do you speak Spanish?
I do.
Hey, ¿dónde está la biblioteca?
Esa es una palabra que todos los blancos dicen.
Sí.
Do you know any other Spanish?
I know another one. Sarita. That's my name in Spanish.
If you were small. You're not small.
Compared to some, I'm small. I mean,
senior year of college, you were Sarota.
Sarota?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like beautiful?
No, like Sarita, Sarota.
Oh.
It's
I was a man.
No, you gained those 20 pounds. Remember?
Okay, I get it. I know you're not supposed to ask this of an actress, but...
Don't ask me how old I am.
How old are you?
Don't.
This is radio. You know, we go deep. All right. So I need you to tell me, how old are you?
Sarah, we're the same age. So you know I'm 56. We're even.
Fine. One thing I'm glad, though, and, you know, this is just a little insight into our friendship and what we've been through.
Friendship.
Well, our forced time together.
Right.
We didn't choose to be in that sorority together. The other sisters chose us as new members the same year.
Yeah.
What I would say is I really am glad we went ahead and got that surgery done on our voices so that we would sound younger.
Yeah. I mean, that was a plus. That was kind of a thing that was being offered to everybody. And at the time, it was kind of annoying because we all sounded like babies. But I think we've really grown into it, right?
Yeah. We definitely sound right now, I would say, 29.
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah. I mean, you sound more like, I'd say, 38.
Okay.
But that's a good thing. It's
well,
like a, it's my... like a someone who's like a 28-year-old who smoked a lot. So it's like a mature...
Yeah,
voice.
I have a smoker's 28 year old
right, which
smoker's
is 39
voice,
regular.
Which is 39 reg.
You know, at the time I sounded 21, 22, and they really wanted us to sound like 6 or 7. So,
yeah. Well, you know, in sororities, baby voices are important.
Exactly.
You know, you're not just... an actress, you're also a director.
That is the true thing.
Which do you prefer, being in front of the camera or being behind the camera?
I prefer directing myself.
So you like to do both?
To do both, yes. It's the easiest thing in the world because, like, you know, I don't need to see what's going on while I'm acting because I know what it looks like.
So
I know
when
what
you
I'm
direct
doing.
Yourself, what do you say? Like, do you have to like?
I
say,
go. Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on. Sarah,
what?
Think
I don't
about
know.
It. You look in a mirror and you go, "Hey, this is what I want from you. This is what you got to do. Give them all you got, baby."
Oh, you call yourself baby?
Yeah,
that's good.
And then I just go out there and kill it.
Speaking of directors, you had an opportunity to work with the great Oliver Stone on Wall Street. Money Never Sleeps.
I did.
What is his deal? I mean, I'm sure you worked very closely with him the whole time.
Yeah, we had countless rehearsals.
Mm-hmm. Just you and him?
Just me and him.
Mm-hmm. What was your role in the film?
I was traitor number two, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And so that role would require an enormous amount of prep with
it did.
Oliver Stone himself.
It did. You know, originally that role did have a name. And then whoever, you know, did the credits obviously has a problem with me or was confused. But okay. But that's what it ended up being. I think it's Churchill Shorts Trader Number 2. I can't remember. But if you listen close, if you watch the movie, Shia LaBeouf does say my name.
So he didn't yell out, Trader Number 2.
No, I mean, that would be absurd, right?
Right.
My name was Carol. I remember that.
Oh, wow.
Like it was yesterday. Carol. Because I thought to myself, I don't look like a Carol.
What does a Carol look like?
You know, straight edges.
Straight edges.
You go either way. You either go straight edges or round edges. Nowhere in between, you know? You
beautiful? Like,
no, not necessarily beautiful. Either very harsh, you know, type A commanding person or like, you know, it's Taco Tuesday. I've made dinner for you guys out of this taco packet and I have curly hair and everything about me is round. You either go angular, you go round.
Okay.
There's no Carol in between.
Well, there is a Carol in between my first and last name, so.
That's a joke, right? That was funny.
It's my
middle name.
You're
a comedian, right? Yeah,
okay, it's my middle name, Carol. So I just wanted to see what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not to harp on the Wall Street thing, but I actually wanted to ask you, like, I'm actually up for a role in Wall Street Money Takes a Power Nap.
Wall Street 3.
Yeah.
What are you up for? What role?
Garbage Can, number 4.
But you actually probably have a name. And they're just going to list you as that. Those, God. It's mean. It's mean. Because
then
that shows up on your IMDb page and people think you were nothing in that movie when you really, you really had a big fight with Shia LaBeouf in the movie. Like a big emotional fight. And, and you probably were the best 2 minutes of that entire film. And no one will know that by looking at your IMDb page because it just says Churchill Schwartz Trader number 2. You know, if I see Ollie around, I'll put in a good word for you.
Sounds like y'all are close.
Sarah, Carol, Schaefer.
I like to make it seem that I'm married.
And Carol was your maiden name.
Carol's my maiden name.
Or you could go the route of like really cool people where they just use their first initial. So you could be like S. Carol Schaefer.
Right.
You know?
That way they don't know if I'm a man or a woman.
Right. They don't know. But you look really literary. You know? Like it's like when your name...
S.
Your name sounds like you wrote something.
And that's how they have to refer to me like when they see me. Like,
hey, S.
S. Mm-hmm. They never get to know.
Never know.
That it's Sarah.
S is a lot more interesting than Sarah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, because it could stand for anything.
Yeah.
It could stand for
Serpentine.
Stefano.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why you went with Serpentine.
I don't either.
You've worked with so many great talents, Natalie.
I have.
I have to ask, who's more of a dick? Aaron Sorkin or Amy Poehler?
Amy Poehler. I mean,
that's her reputation.
Yeah, that's her reputation about town. She's a total dick.
Yeah.
Everything about her is dick-like.
She's a tyrant.
She really is. All you hear is, God, Amy Poehler is so awful to work with.
And I've heard she's, like, terrible to women. Like, she has no interest in helping younger women.
None. None. I saw a little girl come up to her and try and sell her some Girl Scout cookies, and Amy Poehler threw the box on the ground.
What?
Stepped on it and told her to F off.
But she used the real F word.
Yeah. She said, F off, little girl.
Oh, no.
It was awful. It
That's
was on the set
than,
of the
I mean,
show.
I
mean, that might even be on camera because it was like during a scene. So I think the little girl was an actress, too. I don't think, like, I think it was part of the thing. And she just got really confused and was like, why is this little girl interrupting our scene?
It wasn't part of the scene.
It was. I don't think she reads the script. She's awful.
But what if that was written in that she had to do that? What if she was playing a character?
It wasn't. I read the script. She didn't. She was supposed
to
take.
Was just
you
off.
Know, you know Leslie Knope. She's nice. She plays this really nice character.
She wouldn't have said that to a Girl Scout.
But Amy was like, who is this little girl coming in and like messing up my show? And she was so mean to this little girl. And she pushed her too.
Oh my God. And everybody was like, Amy, that's.
The little girl's mom was there because, you know, you have to have your mom on set when you're a kid. And she didn't care because she's a show mom and, like, Amy Poehler touched her kid. But, like, everybody else was like, come on. Give
show
this
act.
This is, an actor. You got to give this little girl respect. She's awful. Amy Poehler is just the worst.
Yeah. Aaron Sorkin, though, is a dream.
Totally.
He's such a doll.
Yeah. He's a poem.
Natalie, I mean, obviously not only for myself, but I know that you care about up-and-coming actresses. What advice would you give to them?
I'd say stay wherever you are. Don't move to LA.
Really?
Because it's saturated over here. You know,
mm-hmm.
build your core market wherever you are. Do not come to my city because I got it. I got it handled over here, you know?
Oh, okay. Like, so this is your town and then they need to go do the thing.
No, but not in a mean way, you know? Like, we should all handle our own cities, you know?
Right.
We should not make the acting world just a Hollywood thing, you know?
It's true.
It can happen in other places. It can happen in Omaha. It can happen in Tallahassee. It can happen wherever you are. So just dream big, stay where you are, do community theater. You will get discovered. Do not come to Los Angeles.
Are they shooting movies in Omaha?
All the time. I think No Country for Old Men was shot there. Like a huge Oscar-winning movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, Natalie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Guys, you can catch Natalie on every show on television and also playing the role of Leah in the video game version of MTV's hit show, Teen Mom.
Lies is produced by Curtis Fox and Sharon Mashihi. Our sound engineer is Bill O'Neill. Chris Bannon is the executive producer. Lies was created by Sarah Schaefer and is produced by WNYC New York and distributed by Nerdist Industries.
Did you really think that you were interviewing the other Natalie Morales? Did you just do that to hurt me?
No, I totally didn't do that to hurt you. I wasn't even thinking. I'm given information.
Really?
By other people.
We went to college together.
Yeah, I know.
The first Natalie Morales that comes to your mind is the news anchor, not the one you were in a sorority with.
I watch the Today Show every single day, okay? I have seen everything go down. Katie Couric leaving. Anne leaving. Anne getting shut out by Matt Lauer. Al Roker almost killing everyone on set every day. So yeah, Natalie Morales is on my brain. The other one is on my brain sometimes.
It's so mean.
It's not mean.
It's mean, Sarah. It's mean.
I'm not
I know
mean.
You did it on purpose.
I didn't do it on purpose.
You did it on purpose because I played Who's the Fattest when you were a senior and you were just trying to get back at me. I know
I was
it,
not.
And it's okay.
You
just
know
admit
what?
It.
Yes, that ruined my life, but I'm not someone who goes around holding a grudge. And, you know, I didn't seek you out to bring you in here to humiliate you. It wasn't a conference call I had with several people to lay down the plan. I didn't assign people to find out where you were. You know, I obviously... You're on the list of normal people, you know, that we would interview for this show.